Okay, we're in Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. The bottom. The Gemara said that since it said Veishalchu min Amachaneh Kol Tzaruah V'Kol Zav V'Kol Tomei L'Nefesh, that it could have just said Tomei L'Nefesh, and I would know Zav and Metzora. Why do you have to say the other two? To tell me that there's a separate Machaneh for each one. So now the Gemara discusses what was the Chumrah of Zav from Tomei Neis. If it only said Tomei Neis, I'd be able to learn Zav from it. My Chumrah is Zav mitomei Neis. She came to me Yotzelo Migufo. A Zav is more chomer than Tomei Meis. A Tomei Meis is only Tomei Benegiya, when he touches. But here, the Tuma actually emanates from the person's body. Where it says, Adarab, a Tomei Meis chomer. She came Ton Hazor, Shlishi Yushvi. Tomei Meis is more chomer, because he needs Efer Paraduma, Hazor, Shlishi and Shvi. Mashenkin, a Zav, doesn't need such thing. Omar Krav, Enochanam. If it just be Zav and Tomei Neis, then you wouldn't learn Zav from Tomei Neis, because maybe Zav is more chomer. Or maybe what's it called, Tomei Neis is more chomer. But the Torah says Tomei Dichol Tomei. Right? It says Dichol Tomei Neis. The rabbis Tomei Sheretz. That Tomei Neis includes a Tomei Sheretz. And a Zav chomer mi Tomei Sheretz. And a Zav is surely more chomer than Tomei Sheretz. So then it should say the Chol Tomei Neis, and I'll know that what's it called that includes a Sheretz, and a Zav, you can learn from a Kal V'Chomer. Why do you have to say Zav? So tell me as a separate Machaneh. Well, my Chumrei, what's the Chumrah of a Zav over a Sheretz, Tomei Sheretz? Kedamor, that a Zav is Tumei Yotze Migufo, and Tomei Sheretz is Tumas Negiya. It says, Adarab, a Sheretz Chomer, she came at Tami Ba'onis. A Sheretz is Matami Ba'onis. In other words, even if by accident you touch the Sheretz, you're still Tami. Now, She'en Kein, Amre, what's it called by a Zav? It's not like that. A Zav is not Matami Ba'onis. If the Zav brought on the Re'iyah, it doesn't make him a Zav. It has to be something that happens by itself, not something that you cause to happen. Rashi. Zav lo kol shekein. We know that the rabbis tamei sheretz v'shiluach. The uadim lo nogeh b'neveil v'chol tamei mada. Anything that by touching it you become tamei is included in tamei sheretz. The kinyan the cause of ribuya l'tamei mada. Lo itzrich l'michtev zav. Since we are learning these other things also from that pasuk, it'll be enough just to say that and not to say zav. The chomer mi tamei sheretz, because a zav is surely more chomer than a tamei sheretz. And a Tomei Sheretz doesn't need Hazor, Shlishi, and Shvi. Shari Tumi, Yotzeva Migufo. Zav ain't a Matami Machmas Onis. A Zav is not Matami Machmas Onis. What does that mean? In Raw Machmas Meichel, Mishto, Choli, Oktitza, if there's something, some reason, something that brought about this Ziva, it's not Matami Ziva. Kinomisach is Nina Perak Benos Kusin. Nibsoro Velo Machmas Onis. It has to be something that happens by itself, not that you induced. Meshanin ki agad nezav mitzmuyei non mitamei. The Gemara answers, no. In this respect, a zav is also mitamei, even ba'ones, to go tumas tmei sheret, she'en will a tumas eret. The first tum of a zav becomes a zav with three re'eos, for a carbon, and two re'eos stam. So, what's it called? But the first re'eo has a din of shechva zera. And that's mitamei, even ba'ones. The next two have to be not bonus. But the three together are mitzarif to make him a zav where he has to bring a korban. So Menela, the first one's also considered the re of a zav, but since the first one is what you call only makes him tame to maserev, so it's matame him even bonus. Zav, nami matami bonus, kidagon bariri shomna, she'en bala to maserev, the iskish was shikhva zera, the seed zos toras hazav, v'asher teitzim imenu shikhva zera. The Hainu Ria Rishon, the first of the three Rias, is similar to a Balkeri. To lo mona be b'hai kro el echad aziva, dazlinim basrim minyona de kro, kiramrina b'megila, mona akosuv shtayim v'koro tome. Torah called him tome after two, and then after three. Two is stam to be azov, three is to bring a carbon, and one is to start the minyan. Ki hai gav nizav nami tmuyim atan ba'onis k'rav huna. Darm Rav Huna, Riya Rishona Shelzah Matami Bonus. So Mamela, we compare it to the what's it called Riya Rishona Vizav. Now Tosa speaks over here that Shaila, whether the Riya of Azav is Matame because of Riya, and then you don't need a shear, even a mashu, like a nida. A mashu of blood makes her a nida. Or it's Matami because of Mada, because the Ziva touches him, the Mela makes him tummy. Then you need a shear. And it's mashu, the first Riya needs a shear. And the Mela, what's it called? It's a tummy because of Nigia. Not because of what's it called of Re'iya. Okay, but there's a Tmachlokas, whether the Tumas the Zava, Ziva, the first one, is Matame Mishum Re'iya or Mishum Negiya. Okay. My Chumre de Metzora, so now it said if it only said Zav and Tame Meis, I could learn a Metzora, Mikhal V'chomer. So why did I have to say Metzora? To tell me as a separate Machaneh. Right, my chumri de mitzora mizav, she came tall prio prima, for asa b'tash mishamita. Zah, a mitzora, has to tear his clothing and let his hair grow, and he can't live with his wife. Right, in the Shaila, where this is only the time that he's counting, what's it called, yimei sfiraso, or it's even, what's it called, the time that he's mukhlet, all the time that he's a mitzora. It's a Shaila, the machlokas. But Lamaisa, at some point, the Metzora has to do all these things. Adarabba, Zav Chomer, she came to Tami Mishkav Umoshav, Umetami Klicheris Behesed. Well, Zav has other Chomers that are more Chomer than a Metzora. A Zav is Metami Mishkav Umoshav. We'll see one second that a Metzora is also Metami Mishkav Umoshav, but not to make it an Avatuma. Rashi will say in one second. But somehow, a Zav is Metami Mishkav Umoshav that a Metzora is not. And a Zav is Matame Klicheris Behesed, meaning normally a Klicheris can't become Tame unless you touch the inside. But by a Zav, there's a halach of Hesed, that if you move the Klicheris, right, don't just touch it on the outside, but you move it from the outside, even if you don't touch it. You move it with a stick. That's called Hesed. And it's as if you touch the whole thing, including the inside. And it's Makabal Tuma. It's a special halach by a Zav. Omar Kroa, Enochanami. If it would just be Zav and Mitzora, Zav has a Chumra that Mitzora doesn't have, Mitzora has a Chumra that a Zav doesn't have. You wouldn't be able to learn one from the other. But it says, the Chol Zav, the Shalch Menachem, call Mitzora, the Chol Zav, the Chol Tomei Lenefesh. It says, call by each one. So the Chol Zav includes the Rabbos Balkeri, includes a Balkeri too. And a Mitzora is Chumra Balkeri. And a Mitzora is for sure Chomer and Balkeri, and a Keri has no Chumra that a Mitzora doesn't have. My Chumre Kedamar, versus Adarab, a Balkeri Chomer, she came Matami B'mashu. A Balkeri is Matami B'mashu, doesn't need a shear to be Matami. Masha'en came, Mitzora is only Matami with a gris. The Tzoraz has to have a gris. Sovalur Kamnos. No, this Bryce holds like Rav the Tanya, Rav Nosson Omer, Mishum Rav Shmuel, Zav Tzarek Yechassim Es Pi'ama. Zav also needs a shear. And that shear is bigger than a gris. The Lo Hodu Lo Chachomim. The Chachomim didn't agree with him, but the Maisa, that's what he holds. And we said the Nafkamina is Balkeri. What's it called? A Zav or a Balkeri, Tumas Re'iya or Tumas Negiya. If it's Negiya, then it needs a shear. It's only Re'iya, it doesn't need a shear. The Iskish Balkeri Lazov, and a Balkeri is Hukash Lazov, and a Balkeri therefore doesn't need a shear. So therefore there's nothing that a Balkeri has that's more Chomer than a Metzora. So if it only say Dichol Zov, that would include the Balkeri, and a Metzora is surely more Chomer than a Balkeri. So why did it have to say Metzora? To tell me that he has a separate Machane. Rashi. Priya Sarosh, he has to let his hair grow, Gidl Seir, Prima Bibigas, tear his clothing. Vasa Batashim Shamita, the Sea, Vayeshe, Mituch, Michuch, La'alo, Vain Alo, La'ishto, he says, stay away from his wife. Lamanda Omrim Moikotten, Kavachomer Li Mechaluto, one man the Omrim in Moikotten says that if in the time that he's counting the days, between the time that he becomes Torah and the time he brings his Korbanos, he's not allowed to live with his wife, that's what this Pasuk was said. Kosher came when he's Mamash HaMetzora. He hasn't even started the process of Tahara. He's not allowed to live with his wife. if in the midst of the process of Mitzorah, of Tahari's Asur, Kosh came before he became Torah at all. Right, then he could Chumra Tuva. Then he's a big Chumra, because he's never a Mitzorah. Once he becomes a Mitzorah, can never live with his wife. Well, Man Diomri, you may Sifro Dafka. According to the Man Diomri, says no. It's Dafka when he starts the process of Tahara. For those 7 days, he's not allowed to live with his wife. But all the time he's a Mitzorah, he's allowed to live with his wife. Afilu Hachi Chumra Miyahi. Still a Chumra. That during some portion of a Mitzorah's process, he can't live with his wife. The Ilu Zav lo Mitzor Midi B'tashmir. The Zav is always allowed to live with his wife. No Isser of a Zav living with his wife. Zav osa mishkavo moshavo ad hatumba. A Zav, okay, we didn't get it yet. Yeah, we did. A Zav osa mishkavo moshavo ad hatumba. Whatever a Zav sits on or lies on, even if he's not directly touching it, but it's under him, right? Even 10 mattresses underneath become tame, and they become an avatuma. And they're matame people and kelim and food and drink. Matame adam anogeh ba'atuma chamura latame begadim sha'olav. Afa pishlo nogu ha'begadim ha'mishkav. And not only that, but also matame a person to be matame his clothing that he's wearing. And not matame him to matame other clothing, other kelim, only what he's wearing. But there's matami clothing or a person directly, and it's matami the person, even to matami what he's wearing. Ava mitzora, apa gav the tanya b'toris karni, mosa mishkav moshav. A mitzora also makes mishkav moshav. Whatever he sits on, even if he's not touching it, as ever under him becomes tami. Lav avatum, latami odom, latami begodim. But it's just the thing that he sits on doesn't become an avatuma. It only becomes a tova, el latami ochlin umashkim. The Mishkav Moshav is not an Av, it's only a Tod. So that's still Chomer. Umatame Klicheres Behesed, Tichsiv, U Klicheres Ashiigo Bo Hazav Yishogar. But if a Klicheres that is Zav touched, you have to break. In other words, it's Tame, and there's no way to be Matai or something that's Klicheres that becomes Tame except by breaking it. Betanya Betoris Kohanim, Yochel Afilu Noga Bo Hazav Yachorav Ye Tame. I might think that means if he'd be touched on the outside, that he's metame klicheres, tamid lomra shiiga bo, lahalin omra asher tevush al bo. It says by klicheres later on, asher tevush al bo. Anything you cook in a klicheres, and here it says yiga bo. It said the same word bo. Just like over there you cook on the inside of the kli, over here it's talking where you touch the inside of the kli. Ma bo ha'omer lahalin me'adiro, ach bo ha'omer kan eno metame b'mage ele me'adiro. In Kain Miachish Lamadish Matame Oso Meadiro Matamid Lomra Shigabo. It's like everything. Every Klicheres, every Tame is Matame Klicheres Miadiro. Right? So if it's not coming to tell me that it's Matame Azov, Azov is Matame Klicheres even from the outside, then it's the regular halacha of Tumas Klicheres that applies to everything. So what's this Chiddush? Perish. What's the chiddush over here? Everything that's tamei is matame a klicheres mi aviro. So that's what's talking about over here. What's the chiddush? Magog shehu kekula. The chiddush is that if you touch it in a way as if you touch the whole thing, how's that? Normal touching, stationary touching, you just touch the part that you touch. When you move something, it's like you touch the whole thing. Haviomer zeheseto. So Zav has a Chumra over a Mitzorah. So if it only says Zav, you wouldn't know Mitzorah. Because I would say Zav is more Chumra than a Mitzorah. Elamai, it says the Chol Zav. The Rabbos carry to Zav. The Chivin dis Rabbi Bal carry. L'shtalei achutz l'shtei machanos l'tzorech Mitzorah the Chumra Bal carry. Mitzorah is for sure more Chumra than a Bal carry. Uparchin and my Chumra. What's the Chumra of a Zav, of a Balkeri, of a Mitzorah over a Balkeri? Kedamor, right? Kivin the low Itzrich, it has all those other things, Priya, Prima, whatever. Kasi, Rachman, Elite, Lamach, Nishlishis. And therefore, since it didn't have to write Mitzorah, could have learned it from a Kavachomer, from the Chol Zav, from Balkeri. Therefore, it's come to tell me a Mitzorah has to go out of three Machanos. The Mashus, Mercer's no, Balkeri has a Chumra over a Mitzorah. He's matami b'mashahu, ke'ein chardu, u'b'pachos mikan, any amount, the smallest amount that's visible. Nesechas nida, u'mitzorah shiru ke'gris, b'toris kohanim, and a mitzorah is not matami unless the negas gris or more. כחסימס פי האמה, כדי סתימס נקר פי המוסל. Enough zera to cover the opening of the aver. The yolif lo mehichtim bezor hazov meshachas nidba. The iskish balkeri lezov, just like a zov needs a shear, balkeri also needs a shear. Kedechsiv zosti a torus hazov, basher teitzei mimenu shechva zera. It's makish balkeri to a zov. Ma zov, sorry, kechassim as piho ama, a balkeri alma metzora chomer. The Azli Pircha the Choshu. Right? So the Kasha we had that from a Koshu, that a Balkeri is more Chomer than a Metzora, right? It's not true. He doesn't know like that. The Chiyitzrich Litin a Machne Shlishis. Therefore, he had to say Metzora only to tell me he has a third Machne. Now the Gemara says, okay, we darshan Bechol Kolzov, Bechol, what's it called? Shalvin a Machne. Kol mitzora, kol zav, v'chol tomei l'nefesh. So we darshan the kol by tomei nefesh to include tomei sheretz and all tumas megiyah. We darshan the kol by zav to include a balkeri. What's the kol by mitzora? V'chol tzarua lomali. What's the v'chol tzarua kimarde? Where it says, I did achsiv kol zav, achsiv nami kol tzarua. Since it's said already by two of them, kol, and we needed to be marbe something, by Mitzora in Echanami, there's nothing more to be marva. It just said it to keep it parallel. The Chol deceiv gabi Mitzora, my marva, gabi din Mitzora. So Mara says it doesn't matter by anything, it's just since it said it twice already, it said it the third time also, to keep it uniform. Rabbi Yehuda, Shapir ka'omar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said good to Rabbi Yehuda. Right, Lechora, what do you need? Well, let's learn from this passage. Mara says, no, ahumi boy leicha detanya. You need Rashi Shapir Kormer of Shimon. The Mapik Lemiahu Krah Din Shiluchin. The Lomali Krah Lina. Why need the other pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda learns from? Right? Rabbi Yehuda said, "Eino tzarich." Rabbi Shimon Omer, "Eino tzarich." Hari Umer veYishalchem Namachana, which we just learned now. So why does Rabbi Yehuda learn it from Lo Yitamus Machanehem? Right, we take machne l'zev, machne l'zev. He could learn it from the pasuk lo yitamu. What's it called? Yishalchu min hamachne. Mora says, "Hahumi boyele." Now, Rabbi Yehuda needs that pasuk, the yishalchu min hamachne. Called, right, lichedetanya. Rabbi Lezer Omer, "Yochol doch kuzavim mitzoroyim v'nichnasu la'azora v'pesach abo v'tumba yochol yuchayovim." Even though we said before that even if Rov Tzibur is Tomei Meis, then you bring Korban Pesach to Tumah. But only the people who are Tomei Meis bring the Korban. The people who are Tomei, any other Tumah, like a Zav, or whatever, they bring Korban Pesach Sheni. They don't bring Pesach Rishon. Only the people who are Tomei Meis, the Korban Haba Betumah, bring Betumah. But any other Tumah, they don't bring Betumah. What happens if a Zav, a Metzora, by mistake, thought he was also allowed. And he came into the Azara in a time when they were bringing Korban Pesach Betumah. So all the Tmei Mason were there beheted. But he wasn't really allowed to be there. But he pushed himself into the Azara thinking that he's also okay. Because the other people are Tomei and they're okay, so I'm okay too. So normally if he went into the Azara, he'd be Chayiv Koris. How do you know that he's not Chayiv Koris in this situation? Tamid lomar v'yishalchu min ha-machane kol tzaruah v'chol zov v'chol tomei l'netesh. B'shoah sh'tmei meisim mishtalchin, zovin mitzoroi mishtalchin. Ein tmei meisim mishtalchin, ein zovin mitzoroi mishtalchin. Only when a tomei meis can't be in the Azara, then the other two can't be. And if they're there, they're chayiv koris. But in the time when, what's it called, when a tomei meis is allowed to be in the Azara, then the chatchila, they're not allowed to be there. And the chatchila, they're not allowed to make korban pesach. But the Dieb, if they went into the Azara, at least they're not Chayiv Koris. Rashi. Ahu, Tzarua, Vizav, Lichd Rebbe Lezer, Osi. Lakshinu, Latame Meis, Lepotra, Minai Koris. The Pesach, Abba, Betumah, the Afogad, Lo Ishtri, Lohu, Lechatchil, Lo Bias Mikdash. Even though Lechatchil, not allowed to come in. They're surely not allowed to make Korban Pesach. But the Dieb, if they went into the Azara, under normal circumstances, they'd be Chayiv Koris. But here, since Tmei Mason are allowed in the Azara now, so we only are Mechayiv Koreis when all of them are awesome. But if any one of them is Mutter, the other ones, even though they're not allowed to come in, they're not Chayiv Koreis. Ain't Tmei Mason, Mishtalfin, Gom Pesach, Abba, Betumah. The Ishtaru, Tmei Mesim lechatchila. Kesherov tzibur Tmei Mesim kedechsiv ish kedleel b'shmeisim. Right? Tmei Mesim is mutter to come into the Azor and to make Korban Pesach when Rov Hatzibur is Tmei Mesim. But ain't Zavin Sormishtachin, Shiluch on Harishon Bekoris. Then they're not sent out with all the chumras as if it, nothing would be different. That is another come in the Azor stop. It's the also for them. The hot Tommy Lenefesh called the Rachmona Dain Sibur Nitchin, Hobashar Tumas Nitchin. Because the halacha is that only the Tmei Mason make Korban Pesach. So therefore, there's no heter for anybody who's not a Tmei Mason. The hekesh helps at least to minimize the punishment. The nachayv koris. Omar Mar, zav the chol zav the rabbos balkeri. Right, we learn that not only is a zav have to be out of two machanas. We said a zav can't go into machnes shechina, can't go into the azara, he can't even go on harabais. Right, into machne levia. Unlike a Tomei Meis, who's allowed to be in Machane Levia. Tomei Meis is allowed to be on Harabayis, but not in the Azorah. Mesayei Alei L'Rav Yochanan. Dom Rav Yochanan, Mechilos L'Niskat, Shehu Balkeri Mishtalei Achutz Shtei Machanos. The Pashtus of Rashi learns over here, but there's no connection between these two things, except he heard these two things at the same time from his Rebbe, so he always said them over together. And that he says, he heard from Rav Yochanan, Mechilos, Rabbi Yochanan said, right, and this is what he learned, these two things together, that the caves underneath the Azara were not Niskadish, and a Balkeri is sent out of two Machanas. A Balkeri can't be in Machne Levia. Not only can't a Zav be in Machne Levia, even a Balkeri not. Rashi. Mechilos on Niskachu, Hani Tarti Mili Shaminu Ki Adoni Mirade. Rabbi Yochanan heard these two things at the same time from his Rebbe, and he always used to say them together. There are Achronim who have pulled him over here of what the connection is between the two. That there's a dafka reason why these two things are connected. But Rashi says not like that. Rashi says, happened to be, heard them together, and he said it. The Chiyadodi Amrino, he says them together. The caves underneath the Azorah didn't have Kedusha so Azorah. According to this, if you have the tunnels underneath the place in front of the Kosel, if they would have run underneath the Azor, you could go there. They don't have any Kedusha. We'll see in 1 second, it's not so posh. But theoretically, the tunnels we have now are on this side of the Kosel. So they're not on Harabayas. But if they would go inside the Harabayas, but underneath, right? So then the Shaila was, are they Kodesh or not Kodesh? Is the underneath the Azor Kodesh or not? And he also said, I learned, that a Balkeri can't go onto Harabayas. And that's what we learn. We learn it from Zov, the Chol Zov. Meisli. So now the Gemara is a kasha on that. Balkeri kemaga sheretz. A Balkeri is like a person who touched the sheretz. My love lemachanosam. Right? Isn't that to tell me that what's it called, that they have the same machanos? Just like a person who touched the sheretz is no worse than a tomei meis, and he's allowed to go on the harabayis, right? Only a zav is not allowed. So what's it called? A balkeri is like a sheretz. So you see, he's allowed to go on harabayis. He's only allowed to be in the azora, just like a tomei sheretz or a tomei meis. Versus lo the tumasa, right? The tuma is the same. Not that the machans are inochanami, we're marbe from Bechol Zov, that a Balkeri can't go on Harabayas, even though a Tomei Sheretz can. But they have the same tumas. Some high tumas erev ksibbe, the high tumas erev ksibbe. What do I need a brisa to tell me that a Balkeri is like tumas sheretz l'tuma, that they're both matami tumas erev? It says in the pasuk they're matami tumas erev. It's no chiddush. So must be to tell me they have the same machana, and that's not mefurish in the Torah, just the opposite. We're saying now it's going against the limud that we wanted to say. Maris is low. La'olam l'tumasam. They don't have the same machana. Tamei Sheretz is mutter b'harabayis, and a Balkeri is also. So what's it that they're the same? For their tumah. V'hokamashmulah. The Balkeri k'maga sheretz. Ma maga sheretz matami ba'ones, Balkari mitami ba'onis. We learn from here that just like a tamei sheretz, even if you pushed yourself and forced yourself to touch a sheretz, you're tamei. So too a balkari, even if you caused the carry, unlike ziva, which if you caused it, it's not tuma ziva, but by balkari, if you caused it, you're still tamei, just like a sheretz. But in a chanami, they have different machanos. A tamei sheretz is mutter b'harabayis, and a balkari is also. Rashi. The tumas on the ain't tamei shiva kazav or tamei meis, that they're both only tamei till the night, not 7 days. Tumas era behedik sibay, so you don't need a pasuk, you don't need a brisa for that. Pasuk says it beferish. Ki seitzim memeshich bazera the rochos b'mayim v'tamei at arif. Says beferish only tamei till the night, not 7 days. Ma sheretz matamei ba'onis im notel of sheretz meis, the sheretz fell on him even ba'onis, right? So he's tamei. Matami ba'onis kareim ro matnis ro Michael mishta. If you caused it to come, right? That's also called onis. Then what's it called? But if it came by itself, then it's ziva is only matami if it comes by itself, not if you cause it. Except the first ri of azov is like a balkari. And then what's it called? How do you know the difference? L'chora, the first ri of azov is balkari. No, it's not. So Rashi said, we skipped the Rashi, I think. Rashi said before, there is a Rashi. We skipped him somehow. Zov domil aloven beitzah muzeres, way back by Mitami Baonis. Shech vazera domil aloven beitzah she'ena muzeres. Right? They're, both ziva and shech vazera are like the white of an egg. But one is where it's spoiled, and it's very drippy, and the other where it's more, has more of a consistency. So you can tell the difference between ziva and balkari in how the zera looks. It's sickly by ziva, and it's normal by shechva zera. So when a person sees the first ri of ziva, he knows it's ziva. But still, since it has a hekesh to shechva to balkari, it has the same din as a balkari. But the issue is a different issue. It's mitzias looks different, but a ziva and a balkari. So if it came out looking like balkari, the first one, it's not the first ri of azov. It doesn't count as one, and then two and three make him either tummy or tummy with a carbon. It has to be that the zera comes out the first time looking like ziva. Then if it comes out a second time, he's tummy as a zav, and a third time he has to bring a carbon. But if the first time it comes out looking like shichva zera, is only about carrot, and the second time is not, and the next time if it looks like ziva, it's only the first time of ziva, not the second time. Okay, we said mechilos. Tosus brings down the chora, then it would be that anything under the surface of the azara should be tohar. And we know that's not true. If you have a hole in the azara, and the kohen standing with his foot in the hole, his avod is kosher. Because the azara, the kedusha goes down all the way. So he says the Gemara explains that the caves underneath are only not kodesh if they don't open into the kodesh. But if those caves, their mouths open into the azara, then they're also kodesh. Only ones that open outside of the azara, their whole opening is outside, and then the cavern goes into the azara, there they weren't, didn't have kedusha. So if you have a hole in the floor of the azara, it opens into the azara. And there, it's kodesh.